WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today we're diving into something deeply personal, something that touches all of us at some point in our lives. Grief and loss. Ever felt like your world shifted on its axis? Like a part of you just vanished? Yeah, me too. And let's be real, navigating those feelings isn't always easy, right? It can feel messy, confusing, and downright overwhelming. But here's the thing, grief is a natural human experience. It's part of the tapestry of life, as tough as it might be to accept sometimes. But guess what? Understanding grief, learning how to manage it, doesn't mean erasing it or pretending it's not there. It means acknowledging its presence, honoring the pain, and finding ways to move forward with resilience and grace. That's what we're talking about today, building that inner strength, that stoic spirit, to help us weather the storms of grief and emerge stronger on the other side. So, let's unpack some key takeaways that can truly make a difference in your journey through grief. First off, remember that there's no right or wrong way to grieve. Your experience is unique, just like you are. There's no timeline, no set of rules to follow. Some days you might feel numb, others consumed by raw emotion. It's all valid. Don't let anyone tell you how to feel or when to move on. Grief takes its own time. Second, reach out for support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to loved ones, a therapist, join a grief support group. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and remind you that you're not the only one navigating these difficult waters. Think of it like a safety net, something to catch you when things feel overwhelming. Third, practice self-care. This is crucial, even when it feels like the last thing you want to do. Make sure you're eating nourishing foods, getting enough sleep, engaging in activities that bring you comfort, even if it's just a short walk in nature or listening to your favorite music. Taking care of yourself physically and emotionally will give you the strength to cope with grief. Fourth, remember the good times. This doesn't mean ignoring the pain, but rather finding ways to honor the memories you cherish. Look through photos, listen to their favorite songs, share stories about them with others. These moments of remembrance can bring comfort and help keep their spirit alive in your heart. Finally, be patient with yourself. Healing from grief is a journey, not a destination. There will be good days and bad days, times when you feel like you're making progress, and times when you feel stuck. Be kind to yourself, allow yourself to grieve at your own pace, and remember that it's okay to ask for help when you need it. You know that feeling of walking through a dense forest, sunlight dappling through the trees, each step a little uncertain? That's kind of what grief can feel like, a winding path with moments of darkness and light. But imagine this. You're carrying a lantern, its gentle glow illuminating your way forward. The lantern is your inner strength, your resilience, that stoic spirit we're talking about. It guides you through the shadows, helps you navigate the twists and turns, and reminds you that even in the darkest moments, there is always hope. Picture this. A young woman named Sarah loses her beloved grandfather. She's heartbroken, lost, and unsure how to move forward. She remembers his infectious laugh, his kind eyes, and the countless stories he used to tell. She cries, she laughs remembering him, she talks to friends and family about how much he meant to her. Gradually, she starts planting a small garden in his memory, tending to the flowers with care. The act of nurturing brings her comfort, reminding her that life continues to blossom even amidst grief. Sarah's story isn't unique, it's a testament to the human spirit's resilience and ability to heal. Remember, you're stronger than you think. Grief is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. Embrace the lessons learned, cherish the memories, and keep moving forward with that inner lantern guiding your way. So, what are you going to do today to honor your loved ones who are gone? Share a story about them, plant a tree in their memory, or simply take a moment to reflect on their impact on your life. Remember, even small acts of remembrance can make a world of difference. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find comfort and guidance in these words. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by grief, please reach out for support. You don't have to face it alone. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.